On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The expropriation bill could soon be challenged in court. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the contentious bill into law yesterday, setting out how land can be expropriated by organs of state in the public interest. The legislation underwent 5 years of public consultation and replaces the 1975 Expropriation Act. According to the new act, authorities must negotiate with property owners and use mediation or courts to resolve disputes. The presidency says the bill aims to promote inclusive and equitable access to resources. In a statement, the DA's Willie Orkamp says they've begun consultations with their legal team.
While the DA recognizes that the Constitution allows for acts of redress and restitution, including land reform, we have serious reservations about the procedure as well as important substantive aspects of the bill.
AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl.
The government of national unity has declared war on private property owners in South Africa. AfriForum vows to launch substantial legal action to protect property owners in the event that they are targeted by the government for expropriation without compensation.
Action SA is also threatening legal action against the Act. The party's Matthew George says already existing legislation could be used but requires dedicated leaders.
This latest chapter in the chronicles of a co-opted opposition, silenced by cabinet perks, exposes a multi-party coalition of convenience in where former opposition parties have abandoned their principles to become the enablers of the very same failed ANC policies that voters decisively rejected in May 2024.
The man who was killed in a shooting that gripped the community of Lelusia has been identified as a senior official from rail agency PRASA. Jacob Kwayele died 2 nights ago when his car came under fire on Shelbourne Avenue. In a statement, PRASA has revealed the 53-year-old had been the infrastructure manager in KZN. The group CEO described Kwayele as a talented engineer who played a pivotal role in the rail recovery program. And as Lelusia residents reel from the shooting, the Ward 35 councillor says he'll be meeting with the Durban North SAPs next week about the incident. Bradley Singh says the community remains anxious, with local security companies having stepped up their patrols.
The community of Umhlanga, Lelusia, Glenashley, they're not used to having by shootings and assassination plots and, you know, attempts taking place in the community, because this is like new for this community.
Police say they're still searching for the killers. And a South African short film has been nominated for an Oscar. The Isixhosa language film, The Last Ranger, is in the Best Live Action Short Film category. Directed by Cindy Lee, the work explores rhino poaching and conservation efforts through the journey of a ranger and a young boy. Since its release, the film's received numerous awards, including the Best Short Narrative at the San Diego International Film Festival. The Oscars are set to take place on the 2nd of March. Durban 28, Pietermaritzburg 29, and Richards Bay 32.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. Durban Supergiants face more defeats as Paarl Royal cement their place at the top of the SA20. Logs AmaZulu destroyed at home in the Betway Premiership, and Madison Keys closes in on an Australian Open, a final against Arena Sabalenka.